Hello.
Hello, Jesse.
Who's this?
This is Roy from the Goodwill. You bid on a Nintendo here?
Bidding on, do what now?
You bid on a Nintendo. You know,
yes,
you wrote your name down in a book.
Yes, sir.
And you bid 100.
I thought that bid was taken for 300. They didn't ever come get it?
Yeah, no, you're the most recent one, but you know why? Because we found out that you modified everyone else's bid. Like, we have you on
security. Dude, what?
We have you on security camera. You were in here, like, erasing people's bids and making them lower and, like, scratching out their phone numbers. That's kind of a dick.
No.
That's kind of a dick move of you to do something like that.
Nah, man. How about, I got the Elvis ones, man. I did 100, and then everybody else, but it was scratched out below that. I think I bid it. The last time I went in there, it started out at 25 or 50, and then it went to 100, and then I stayed it at 100, and then I come back in, and I seen a bunch of other stuff scratched out. I didn't scratch nothing
out,
man.
No,
I come down there. I got the Elvis ones, man. If anything I scratched out might have been one of my bids to go bid on higher against that, but I thought the Nintendo was taken whenever someone bid $300.
No, we recognize your handwriting.
How do you know it was me? How do you know that I'm the one that scratched it out, that you can prove
because
I'm Jesse Arilla that put my name
in? It's in your handwriting. It's in your handwriting. And also, you wrote Donald Trump here on the last line and wrote like $100 million.
Dude, that ain't me, man.
Yes, it is.
I did not write that. I come down there to bid on that stuff all the time.
Oh, you're so full of shit.
It is not me.
You are full of shit doing stuff like this at our store.
No, you prove how? No, that is no way. I did not write Donald Trump. Okay, then if I'm on camera, what do I look like?
Oh, you look like a dumb hick that says things like, do what now? And we know it's you.
You tell me what I look like if I'm on camera doing it.
You're the guy that got that Elvis thing, that stupid Elvis thing. They actually paid money for that, you idiot.
Yeah, I got that, but I'm just saying, on the other, the Nintendo, I did not do that.
What'd you do with the
Elvis? If I'm the guy, okay, then who am I? Then what do I look like if I'm on camera scratching out everybody's name?
Oh, what'd you do with that Elvis thing anyway?
What do you mean, what did I do with it?
Yeah, what are you doing with it? I'm just curious. Like, what would you do with that Elvis thing?
You know, how about my father-in-law loves Elvis, and I got it for him for a birthday present.
Why
didn't
you
just... matter what the fuck I did with it?
You should have just told your father-in-law that Elvis is dead and move on. You know, just move on.
Hey, man,
with
who
life.
Are you, Bubba? You know what? Listen here. You won't sit here and talk shit. Come on. I'll tell you one thing, motherfucker. Let me tell you something.
Oh, don't curse at me.
You want to sit there and run your mouth, man? I'll be down there. You work for Goodwill?
Yeah, I do. And we're sick of people like you just scratching out numbers.
You're crazy, dude. I come down there all the time and buy stuff. I love that place. I wouldn't do that. That is not the kind of person I am. You said I wrote Donald Trump and put 000 after that? That is nonsense bullshit, man, that you're trying to... You're going to pin that on me, man.
You're trying to
tell me who the fuck... What I look like, man. You're making me mad, dude. Because I don't do stuff like that.
You're trying to rig the game is what you're trying to do. You're a cheater.
No, I ain't trying to rig shit, dude. Let me tell you
something,
man.
You're a cheater.
That ain't me. You prove it was me, and no, I know for a fact it wasn't me.
I had to charge you for this Nintendo, and then I'll just smash it with a baseball bat.
You ain't charging shit for no Nintendo.
And then instead of giving you a good...
No,
shut up.
No. I will be down there, and you show me on camera where I scratched it out.
Oh, we have your handwriting analysis here. We had a professional
do
it.
The handwriting... Everybody's got different handwriting, man.
And we checked...
That is not... No.
We checked your DNA.
Fucking DNA. You think you're a fucking prick, man? Let me tell you something, man.
But listen,
you don't know what you're talking about.
You
can't charge me for shit.
I'm going to smash this Nintendo with a baseball bat and then charge you for it.
No, you're crazy. How are you going to charge me for it?
I'm going to charge you for it. First, I'm going to smash it to pieces, and then I'm going to make
you
buy it.
You ain't going to make me do dick, bub, because I didn't sign up. I put a bid down for $100, and I said, well, damn.
I know you did.
I didn't even wait on it. And somebody fucking got it for... I thought somebody got it for 300.
And then you scratched out Corey's number, thinking we couldn't read it. But we could read it.
Corey? Who is Corey? Dude, I didn't scratch out nobody's number.
He's the guy that you outbid like a dick.
You're crazy, man. I got money. I ain't got to do that shit, dude.
I can't believe you'd be like this. You know, just ruining everyone else's bids. This is supposed to be like an honest thing.
I didn't run shit, man. You can't prove it was me, for one.
Oh, yes, we can.
Two, I would never fucking do something like that.
You're so dishonest. I mean, first you rigged the...
You don't even know who I am, man.
Yeah, first you rigged these bids, and then you start lying to me and saying you're not doing it.
Dude, I know for a fact I didn't rig no fucking bid.
Well, of course you're going to say that if you did it.
Man, you're... Dude, man. Then who am I if I scratched it out? You got me on camera scratching shit out.
Oh, I know who you are. You're Jesse.
What do I look like?
Oh, I don't have to tell you that. If you don't know, I'm not going to tell you.
Then who am I? No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I didn't scratch shit out, man.
Also, you forgot to write your area code. You're so busy like trying to ruin everyone else's bids, you didn't even put an area code on here. God, you're dumb. I figured it out, though. I just thought maybe it was the same one that I'm in.
No, you ain't figured shit out. You think you're some damn Dr. Doolittle detective or some shit, damn.
Dr. Doolittle?
You ain't figured nothing out. Yeah, whatever the fuck you are, you cock-sucking piece of shit.
Oh,
let me tell you something.
That's
you ain't
so mean.
Dick on me, bub. Meet me somewhere, motherfucker, and run your goddamn mouth like that. See if I don't fuck it.
Oh, I'll run my mouth when you get here, and then I'm going to smash that Nintendo and charge you for it.
You can't charge me for dick, bub.
Yeah, huh?
How?
I'll tell everyone that you came in and you smashed it, and then, you know, then they'll, you know, you'll get in trouble for it.
You're crazy, dude. How do I have access to smash a Nintendo that's locked up in a cage?
Oh, because you'll probably smash the glass, too, on the case with one of the bats that we have over in the sporting goods.
Let me speak to your manager.
Oh, I'm not giving you the manager. The manager's busy.
You have to. Nah, the goodwill. Nah, hold on, man. I'm about to go over your fucking head, dude, because this is bullshit. I'll be down there in 5 minutes, motherfucker.
Can I just tell you one thing, though?
You won't be there?
Well, can I tell you one thing?
What?
Well, I'm actually I'm with the Skippy and Dippy Wacky Morning Radio Show, and you've just been butt slammed. This is just a prank.
Man, get out of here, dude.
No, for real. Yeah, we just got your number off of the list. We thought it'd be funny to call you.
Man,
is it funny?
Get out of here.
Are you laughing now, or are you still angry?
I'm fucking man, for real.
Yep, for real. We're gonna
fucking man. I apologize, man, but man, don't be messing with me like that, dude. I know I didn't scratch no names up.
We're going to put you on the radio tomorrow morning on 100.3
The Gerbil. 100.3
The Gerbil? Yep.
You going to put me on the radio?
Yeah. We're going to put you on the radio, and we're going to give everyone your name and phone number, too, so they can call and yell at you for yelling at me. Because I have fans, and they're not going to stand for you yelling at me.
Well, when you sitting there telling me that I damn did something I didn't do, man, I'm pretty defensive, man, when I know I didn't do it.
Yeah, that's true. I understand. No, I'm sorry for saying all that stuff to you. You didn't really scratch anything out. You didn't really do that
man,
stuff.
Man, come on, dude. Who are you, man? Who is this messing with me?
I'm with the radio station. I'm Skippy from the Skippy and Dippy Morning Show.
Skippy and Dippy Morning Show 103?
Yeah, 100.3,
The Gerbil. 100.3,
The Gerbil. Yep.
I ain't never heard of it, man.
Oh, you probably
got it off of the.
You probably listened to stupid country music or something.
No, I listen to every music, man. I like it all.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I like bluegrass. I like country. I like rap. I like soul. I like rock and roll.
Do you like Izzy Azalea?
I like it all, man.
Do you like Iggy Azalea?
Who?
Do you like I don't know, Iggy Azalea or Lady Gaga? What about them? Justin Bieber.
Yeah, Justin Bieber, yeah, he's my favorite.
Okay, I just want to make sure you say you like everything.
Yeah, man, I like it all. You ain't got no radio. You're probably just some little punk that fucking wanted to buy the Nintendo and didn't get it.
Yeah, I'm kind of pissed because you outbid
me. Down there, or you work for him or something, man. Yeah, you, whatever, man.
Yeah, I'm going to scratch out your bid so you know, I can get it for cheaper.
Oh, man.
Take that, motherfucker.
That's one thing. I know I didn't scratch out no damn bids, man. I'm 100%. I put that on my son.
I'm going to scratch out everyone's bids, but I'm going to use your handwriting.
Okay.
And then you'll get in trouble.
You ain't no radio show either, man. Suck a dick, man. Get off my fucking phone.
Then you'll get in trouble for real.